Without further ado, which is Norwegian for wet diaper, we're joined by Mo Regalado from the Arts Council up in Thief River. Hello, Mo.
Hola, how are you?
Hola, is that Norwegian too?
Yeah. about as Mexican-Norwegian as you can get. So
there you go. What's up with the Arts Council these days? What's going on?
There's a ton of stuff going on. Right now, we're going to talk about the student artist deadline, which is March 15th. And what's great about this allows our student artists to be able to go and mentor with somebody that's in their field of expertise. So whether they're a painter, sculptor, it would really be cool to see animators or authors and illustrators be connected with our students up here, because we have a lot of great talent. And the Arts Council can help actually send those students to be with those mentors. The grants are for $500. And we do have information on northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. There's a fact sheet, there's instructions for completing the student artist training application, and just all the information that they'll need. And, if they need help, they can call Mara, who is our executive director, at 218-745-9111.
What I like about the mentoring program is that it allows the students to see firsthand how you connect the dots. You can be in a classroom and learn about different things, but with mentoring, you have someone who has expertise and knowledge and education showing you what's going on.
Right, and I think that's what's exciting for a lot of the students, is that they can see that it is viable for them to either pursue as a career or to know that they can actually make it. They don't have to be starving artists for their entire lives. They can make it doing what they want to, or maybe on the other side, they'll see, well, maybe this isn't exactly what I wanted to do. I mean, it could go either way. But for the most part, I think for a lot of the students, it's just a great opportunity to see how it works in the real world.
Very good. What else is going on, Mo?
Well, we have a call for quilt makers happening. We're looking for creators of high-quality handmade quilts in our seven-county service area for an exhibit that's actually happening in August. So we're looking for baby quilts, table runners, cozies, bags, full-size quilts. If you're a quilter, we want to know what you are doing, and we'd like to talk to you.
As Mo mentioned, the Arts Council serves seven counties in northwest Minnesota. They include Kitson, Marshall, Norman, Pennington, Polk, Red Lake, and Roseau counties. It covers a large area, lots of folks involved in that. And also, an important part of venues that is provided by the Arts Council is the Arts Council's gallery and gift shop in downtown East Grand Forks. And there was work on display recently from Jessica Pribula from East Grand Forks. How did that go, Mo?
It went wonderfully well. And one of the other things that's going on is that we do have a new artist that's going to be displayed there. That's Deb Oney of, I believe she's out of Greenbush. I know she's the teacher in that area.
Yes.
And so she has her exhibit titled Midwest Living. It opens on Friday, and it runs through April 19th. And a reception will be held for her Saturday, March 14th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the gallery. And her work is watercolors, and it's tired doll sculptures. So I'm really excited to see exactly what that means and be presented with that information, because I'm sure it's going to be a great visual experience.
And again, the Arts Gallery and Shop is located downtown in East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Mall right there off of Demers Avenue. And I believe you have one more note to pass along, Mo?
I do. We have a MinnesotaArtist.org workshop coming up, and that will be March 25th in Crookston at the Public Library. It is a free workshop, but participants are asked to bring a laptop or tablet. And what Min Artist has done, their website is minartist.org, so it's minartist.org, completely redesigned their website. And it's really cool. If you haven't had a chance to go take a look at it, just a lot of great information. It's visually appealing, which is really nice. And just, it's a great way for artists, doesn't matter what medium you do, to have a free place to put your information up there, and then more people can find you. And so what this workshop will do, again, it is free. I'm going to mention that again. It's free, so sign up. It'll show you how to upload your information, how to post pictures or video, and get your artist bio up on minartist.org.
So is this free?
It is free!
Well, good. And I guess a platform for regional artists to take advantage of, too. To contact the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, give them a call in Warren, and contact Mara Hanel. Area code 218-745-9111, 218-745-9111, or check out their great website maintained by Mo. The address is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org.